regulated. They act in the best interest of their stakeholders, not in the best interest of their patients. Pharmacy benefit managers initially serve an important purpose: to build a network of pharmacies, to save money by increasing the use of less expensive generic medications. Now they have rotted away those networks, forcing pharmacies to close and leaving the remaining ones to pressure staff into working unbearable loads. PBMs now routinely require the use of brand name medications over available less expensive generic medications. Why? Because it increases their profits. When patients and sponsors pay more for medications, and when they get larger rebates for those medications. We need legislators like Senator Cantwell who are willing to dig into this important issue and create legislation such as Senate Bill 4293 to regulate pharmacy benefit managers. Thank you, Senator Cantwell, for your leadership. It is my privilege right now to introduce a few of my colleagues and their patients. First, I would like to introduce Ahmed Ali, who is the owner of Othello Station Pharmacy and our host here today.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Ahmed Ali, and as Jenny has mentioned, I am the CEO and co-owner of Othello Station Pharmacy. I want to thank the Senator for joining us here this morning in Southeast Seattle at our pharmacy here. I want to just take a couple of minutes to talk about the pharmacy here at the Othello Station, what we do, and why we open this location. That way, most folks understand the importance of independent pharmacies and the challenges that we're facing with PBMs. This pharmacy was established by myself and Dr. Abdurrahman Tachi, who's over there, and both of us recognize the need of the healthcare issues that our community is facing in Southeast Seattle, that is considered one of the most diverse populations here in King County. And both of us have extensive background when it comes to pharmacy. We realize that in order to serve our communities, we need to be in the same neighborhood that actually brought us here as refugees in the early 1990s. So there is a significant history of actually establishing this pharmacy. We recognize that many of our patients here speak multiple languages. We have over 7 different languages that are spoken here in this location in our pharmacy. We serve a very diverse population. Most of them walk into this pharmacy because they don't have the ability to go drive a far places to go get their medications. Matter of fact, this location has played a significant role, not just filling prescriptions, not a way for folks to just walk and get the immunizations. We worked very tirelessly during the pandemic in ensuring that our communities receive COVID testings, working with the WSBA, free COVID testings for folks who are underinsured or not insured. We also worked very closely with King County Public Health and had over almost 370 individual clinic sites throughout the King County. As a matter of fact, we actually vaccinated over 85% of both Southeast Seattle and Central School District within Seattle School District. All of this simply because people trust independent pharmacy like ours, simply because they can also reflect on the folks who are working in this space. This is more than just a pharmacy. It's a place where folks come in to get services for their prescriptions, to come and get medication review, to come and get travel medications, but at the same time, it's a hub for folks to come in and have conversation with us. I think the biggest challenge we're facing right now is what Jenny has talked about, the WSBA has mentioned, and we really appreciate the Senator for bringing this issue to light because of simple things that can be mitigated. An independent pharmacy that's not too far away from here that served predominantly Southeast Asian and Vietnamese community actually shut down because of low reimbursement rates and DIR fees. That has actually a pharmacy that was around here for the last 25 years that no longer has a place where families can go in and talk to pharmacists that they need. I appreciate the time for being here, and thank you once again, Senator, for being with us. Thank you. With that, I want to introduce one of our patients here and also a community advocate, Mohammed Sheikh Hassan. He's not new to this community. He's a well-known advocate in terms of different aspects of our community's needs, but he's also a patient here that has seen an actual individual and family-wise challenges from pharmacy benefit managers that manage their prescriptions. Mohammed Sheikh, thank you.
Thank you, Bethany. It's my honor and it's my dream to be here today because I was dealing a lot of issues with what comes to prescription. I, for one, I worked my entire life since I moved into the United States as a refugee in 1994. I always had insurance and I always have a coverage. And the lately, the challenge I'm having is Kaiser Permanente is my insurance lately. But what happened is the medication that the doctors prescribed me, they don't have it. And this is the furthest I used to get medication since they opened up. Now they are not going to cover if I get any medication from this pharmacy. And the medication that I need, it's not on their stock. So this is the challenge that we are facing. And it's not only me, there's a lot of people who are facing the same thing. Not to mention that I have my youngest daughter who goes to UW, 3 years, but she has a mental health. She hasn't gone to school for 2 years. The medication, the life-saving medication that the doctor prescribed, the insurance are not going to cover it. I have to come and pay out of pocket every month. And it's unfair. Even the doctor plead them and say, this is a life-saving medication, you gotta cover it. They say no. I mean, they have a difference. If you take two pills in a different way, they will cover. If you get one pill in a better way, they won't cover. But I don't understand. So I think it's about time these people to be regulated, this insurance to be regulated. And we are speaking for ourselves. There are many more patients, many more people who cannot speak for themselves. So I'm glad that Senator is leading this. We really appreciate it. Without your leadership, this wouldn't be possible. And like I said, it's our dream. This is to come. I can't afford to pay $365 every month for one prescription for my daughter. If I don't pay that, her health will deteriorate and her life, God knows what was going to happen. So this is the big insurance companies who are doing these things. And I hope that we can really control and we can really have some kind of a legal aspect to regulate it. Thank you so much. I'm so glad that you're here today.
I would next like to introduce Roshi Mahogany, Roshi Hageg, who is from the AIDS Healthcare Foundation.
Today on behalf of the AIDS Healthcare Foundation and to show our support for Senator Kendall's PBM report. My name is Roshna Kornigan and I'm the Regional Director of Pharmacy for Beijing. Specifically, I have worked in the field of HIV care. My organization has healthcare centers and pharmacies across the country, including two in Seattle. HIV is a chronic disease. On top of that, many people experience challenges like stigma, mental health issues, battles with addiction, and inadequate options for nutrition and housing. The key to successful HIV care is having an integrated care model, and the pharmacist is the essential component of that model. The pharmacist often is the person most closely in touch with the patient and trusted by the patient to provide confidential support. PBMs smash that model of care. They force patients into mail order, breaking their tie with their pharmacists. They force pharmacies to accept below-cost reimbursements, ultimately driving many out of business. In fact, 32% of the population lives in an area with a pharmacy shortage, according to the data from the National Community Pharmacists Association. These are just some of the PBM abuses that impact AHF and our patients. There are many others like clawbacks, spread pricing, and manipulating formulary design that contribute to high drug prices for all Americans. We are so happy to be here today to support Senator Campbell's bill and to shine some needed light on PBMs and expose these abuses and hopefully stop them. Thank you so much for having us.
My name is Kathy McCall. I'm the Advocacy Director for AARP. taxing is a challenge for them. We hear countless stories of older adults who make terrible decisions around paying for food or utilities in order to, or not paying for food or utilities in order to pay for their high cost of prescription drugs. We are the country that pays the highest for prescription drugs out of every country in this world, and it is unfortunate that we have to bear that burden on business practices created by the PBMs. We've already addressed recently the passage of the Medicare negotiation, the ability for Medicare now to negotiate for prescription drugs. That has driven down that price and will continue to drive down the price for prescription drugs. But the system is broken, and we must not force consumers to figure out how to navigate a system created by PBMs whose sole focus is to make money, and make money on the backs of older adults who rely on this medication to live out their lives. So when it comes to thinking about this bill, and thank you again to the Senator and Senator Grassley for this bipartisan bill, huge, this is significant, because it will allow more older adults to get the prescription drugs that they need to be able to live out their lives. And we're calling into question the business practices that have been going on for a very long time. And we're saying no more. We're saying it's time for transparency, it's time for accountability, and we are not going to put up with it anymore. So again, thank you very much, Senator Kidwell.
Dr. Ryan Oftebro. I'm a pharmacist of 20 years and CEO at Kelly Ross Pharmacy Group here in Seattle. I'm also a clinical professor at the University of Washington School of Pharmacy. Thank you, Senator Cantwell, for your support of the PBM Transparency Bill. This is a critically important piece of legislation that will help protect patients, communities, and the pharmacies that serve them by shedding light on the PBM business practices that are responsible for driving up the cost of drugs while closing community pharmacies. Kelly Ross Pharmacy has served Seattle since 1925. We currently operate 5 locations providing high quality care to our most vulnerable populations, caring for patients at Bailey Boucher House, Downtown Emergency Services Center, and more. We run an HIV prevention clinic, we provide flu and COVID vaccines, and we dispense thousands of Narcan kits for overdose prevention. Independent pharmacies like Kelly Ross and Othello Station provide a crucial public safety role in our communities. Our ability to care for our patients is under a very real threat from harmful PBM practices that are costing our patients and limiting their access to pharmacy services. I know this from our own firsthand experience, as we were forced to close one of our Seattle locations earlier this year. I'd like to give you an example of how that happened. In 2021, we saw a PBM raise our patients' copays on rosuvastatin, an inexpensive medication used to treat generic medication used to treat cholesterol. Their copays went from $10 for a 90-day supply to over $140 for that same 90-day supply of that cheap medication. They then clawed all of this money back to themselves from the pharmacy in the form of retroactive fees that were assessed months after the medication was dispensed. We saw this happen over 150 times in 2021 with generic rosuvastatin in a single pharmacy, and this happened with many other medications as well. In 2018, our pharmacy had $81,000 clawed back from PBMs in the form of retroactive fees. In 2021, it increased to over $538,000 at a single pharmacy. This was money the PBM pocketed by creating artificial patient overpayments. This was abusive to patients and unsustainable for our pharmacy, and we were forced to close our doors. This is why we need PBM reform. And this bill is a very good start in providing the transparency that we need to protect consumers and pharmacies that care for our patients. In addition to this important federal legislation, we also need our state legislature to follow Senator Cantwell's lead and make meaningful PBM reform a legislative priority. Thank you, Senator. Appreciate all your support.
Well, I want to thank everybody for being here today. Jenny Arnold from the Washington State Pharmacy Association, Ahmed from the Othello Station Pharmacy, thank you for letting us come by and being here at your wonderful community pharmacy. And I think he said it best, that he serves this neighborhood and he serves this community. And if we allow PBMs to keep going at the rate they're going, other pharmacies like the one he mentioned nearby will close, and people will have less access, less information, and certainly more expensive drugs. We just can't afford it. I want to thank Kathy McCall from AARP for the endorsement of this legislation. This means everything to us, and we certainly appreciate it, Senator Grassley and myself, because it's a big boost to those who are paying attention to seniors and the impact to seniors that high prescription drug costs are having. And I also want to thank Muhammad, a patient here, who also articulated what it's like to just live every day with these costs. And our last speaker, Ryan, came to the U.S. Senate and participated in a hearing and articulated for the nation some of these very important issues. But we're here today to say we can't afford to lose one more pharmacy, and we can't afford to pay any higher drug prices. Since January 2022, the price of about 3,000 drugs shot up an average $150 per doses. Just 6 months later, another 600 drugs went up, this time an average of $250. Incredibly, the price for two cancer-fighting drugs soared $25,000 for a single injection. What is someone supposed to do when the drugs they depend on for their life shoot up by hundreds of dollars with no warning? A survey of 1,300 Washington residents last year found that nearly one in four residents either rationed medication or skipped refilling drugs due to the high cost. Take insulin, for example. About 226,000 Washingtonians rely on insulin to treat diabetes, and the average patient needs two or three vials per month. In 1991, one vial of insulin was $21, but by 2019, that same vial cost $332. That's almost 15 times as much. For someone with diabetes, insulin is not an option. And while I'm glad we were able to pass federal legislation that helps seniors deal with these insulin costs, it's time that we do something else to help other citizens who are suffering from these high costs. That is why Senator Grassley and I introduced the Pharmacy Benefit Manager Transparency Act, Senate Bill 127, which is being endorsed today by AARP. This legislation gives the power to the FTC to make sure that deceptive and unfair practices that are being used by pharmacy benefit managers, such as spread pricing and clawbacks, do not cause pharmacies to close and creates a transparency in actual drug pricing. Why are these practices manipulative, like spread pricing or clawbacks? Because they basically are a concentration of the market without people having options to go to other places. They basically are saying that this is the price of the drug, but then charging or clawback the discounts that pharmacies had, oftentimes without reason or explanation. As Ryan mentioned, his ownership of Kelly Ross and his testimony in the Senate, that 538,000 in 1 year in clawbacks caused a pharmacy that he was involved with to close. That's what we're hearing from pharmacies all over America. If we allow the PBMs to keep this practice up, they are going to literally create a desert of pharmacies in areas of the United States that we can't afford to have. Now, the pharmacist discussed these ideas, and I think you said it best, that there's a lot of private conversations that go on in a pharmacy. Imagine those private conversations no longer existing because everything is a mail order system. there are clearly people that would prefer a concentrated market without options, and clearly would prefer that all these drugs best be sold online. The pharmacists are a critical part of our healthcare delivery system, and they deserve to have a fair price for the drugs that they also are dispersing to the public. That is why the PBM bill stops those manipulative practices and shines a bright light on the fact of these schemes that help them perpetrate an unfair price. It doesn't matter whether someone has Medicare or private health insurance, patients should not have to pay for more than the cost of the medication. And that is why we're so happy to be here today to ask Americans to join the fight in supporting this legislation. Senator Grassley and I have about 10 other colleagues who are supporting this legislation, and we want the Senate to take up this bill this year. We think that the high cost of drugs are having a big impact on Americans, and certainly here in Washington we see that. But we cannot have someone who has cornered the market in the amount of vertical control that they have set this price and claw back and spread price on pharmacists to the degree that they don't even know what they're charging for the drug and putting them out of business. Enough is enough. Let's get this legislation passed and let's save our local pharmacies.
Thank you so much. Senator and others are willing to take questions at this time.
I chatted with a number of folks beforehand. It sounds like that we just have a couple poll side requests. If there's any questions for the participants, please let us know, and we're happy to facilitate that as well.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm happy to send those via email to you as soon as this is uploaded. I can send a text and try to get that as soon as possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.